I sat at the piano and I was trying to work out what I wanted to say, and it all just flowed out, and I wrote as I went along, really. It hasn't happened to me like that since. I clearly need to have another epiphany. I haven't played it for ages. Singing opened up to me the world of music again, and slowly over that period when my husband was away, I was leaning more and more on the choir and music to be able to get me through at a stable level where, you know, I can cope with Andy being away and, you know, the worries of what was happening over there. There was one particular event. It was quite late on in the tour. He hadn't been home yet. I hadn't seen him for about 4 months. And I turned on the TV and there he was on the television, which is the weirdest thing to see your loved one standing in front of you. He'd clearly lost a lot of weight, and he was having to describe the news that we'd lost some guys in Afghanistan, and it just hit me. It hit me like a bolt through the dark. You know, I wasn't expecting it. He hadn't warned me in advance. He couldn't, you know, it happened so quickly. And I didn't know how to deal with the emotion that, you know, I felt so sorry for the families who were sitting there having to watch the news. Andy was out there having to deal with it. That was really upsetting. And just thinking of all the guys out there, and some of them were so young, having to face this. And I turned creatively to the piano and a piece of paper and a pen, and I don't know, something drove me that morning to write a song. I called it Home, and I wrote it really for the women who were at home, like me, listening to the news, husbands away, and about how they were feeling about having to wait, and also trying to convey the message to our men that we are incredibly proud of them for what they do and their ability to sacrifice everything for their country. And I just wanted to write something down about it. It was a deeply personal song. It's not something I intended for it to go anywhere. It was just something I was writing that morning. But it did develop. And now the Military Wives have got it on their portfolio. And I sang it with my South London choir last year at a fundraising event. And it was incredible. And something I am proud of, but the most important thing here is it was the only way I got through that part of the tour. That was my lowest point, and somehow, something, someone, it spiritually was making me want to write, and that's what I did. When I wrote the lyrics, I started with that horrible time. I mean, it happened most nights, actually. I'd wake up and my hand would kind of go over the side where I would normally hit my husband in his sleep, and he wasn't there. And for a minute you think he's going to be, and he's just not. And then the fear that what happens if he doesn't come back. Those nights happened quite frequently where I would wake up and think he was there for a minute and then realise he's not. And there's a phrase in it where, when I look up to the stars and hope that you can see, that home is here standing right next to me.
So I look up to the stars and hope that you can see.
And I did do that. I used to look up to the stars and used to try and find the North Star. Not very good at that either, so I hope it was the North Star. And used to think, he'll be looking at the same star. You know, we are under the same sky. It might be a long way away, but in those stars we are joined. And I suppose that's where the lyrics came from, really. From the heart, from how I felt daily. I wasn't just looking at the star, I was putting a few prayers out there too. It was definitely a period of time when I felt very connected to God. And spiritually, it carried me through. There's no other way to describe it. And I didn't feel like I was on my own when I was writing that song. There was definitely something there over my shoulder, put kind of, I know it sounds really crazy, kind of moving me along and making me write it.